You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon. It's the 17th day of September. Mike Tenora joins us to discuss the weather forecast. He's at Tenora T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Thanks, Mike, for being with us. Last week, you talked a little bit about El Nino, and I believe the farmers were pretty interested in what you had to say. What more do we know about it and that we should discuss as it relates to the Midwest?
Well, we keep on looking at the El Nino, and we've noticed some interesting features about this one. There's a way you can go back, and the National Weather Service did this, and try to estimate El Ninos of the past. We have pretty detailed records that go back to about 1950, but once you get before 1950, we know there were a lot of El Ninos that occurred, but we did not have a great way to measure them. Well, the National Weather Service has a little system they came up with to try and figure out how strong they were. And here's the interesting thing. They basically were able to date all the way back to 1870 some of the El Ninos of the past. And we know that that was 146 years ago. Well, one thing that we're starting to see is that the El Nino that's developing right now, it looks like it'll be the second strongest in 146 years of record, only surpassed by the 1997-98 El Nino event. So the reason we mention this is just to point out that this is an anomalous El Nino. This isn't your run-of-the-mill scenario that we typically would see. This is a pretty standout event, and we expect to see some of these impacts from it starting over the next 8 to 10 weeks.
And where are the impacts likely to be subjected on the planet?
Well, one of the things that we're also keeping an eye on is just if you look out your window today, you know it's pretty warm out there relative to normal. Now, the temperature departures have been anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees above normal every day since about August 31st across the Corn Belt. The one exception to that was last weekend when it did get fairly cool there for a couple of days. But outside of that period, again, it's been around 5 to 10 degrees warmer than normal. Well, we know that in the most recent strong El Nino events of 1982, 83, and 97, 98, that December, January, and February were all around 5 to 10 degrees warmer than normal. What that tells us is that the type of weather pattern we're seeing right now, at least across the Midwest, is the type of pattern that we would expect to see later on in the winter. Now, it won't be in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. 5 to 10 degrees above normal at that point of the year would be more of highs in the 40s and 50s. But still, that's way above normal, and that'll be the most notable impact, at least in the near term, from the developing El Nino.
Okay, we don't have much time left, but is there any indication that next summer will be dry, for instance, like the 83 summer?
Well, both the springs in 83 and 98 were pretty wet, and they turned a little bit wetter even in the very beginning of the summer, but they both dried out with time, and they both turned hot with time. 1983 had a really bad corn and soybean year, but 1998 wasn't so bad, and that's because the 1998 dryness and heat scenario developed about 3 to 6 weeks later than in 83. So by the time it hit, corn and soybeans were already through their key phases of development.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds great, Todd. Have a good afternoon.
That is Mike Tenora with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, and wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report.